Okay, fine. Fine. So yeah, so let's go back there in the discussion. So the last thing we had is we had like this. We asked according to Rashi that the din of Sreifa is B'Shal Shishis. So how could it be that B'Shal Shishis you have to be Seraphit and it's not enough in the Mefarav of Zerah L'Ruach? How is it worse than any? Why is it greater than Bittul? Every Mefarav of Zerah L'Ruach should be Bittul, number one. And number two, the Gemara, the Rishonim ask the Kasha, the Kol Bo, and the Gemara Chavazayim in the base, where the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you make a Kavachayim? And the Kavachayim comes out of Kula. Le'imot Seitzim Yeyeshu V'Botul. Ask the Kol Bo, what do you mean Yeyeshu V'Botul? If he can't do Eitzim, we can't do Seifa, he'll do Bittul. Because Bittul B'Leib also came of Tashbisu. So we saw yesterday that Rashi, the Piskei Rashi says that even though Tashbisu is a Kiyum, Bittul is a Kiyum of Tashbisu, Bittul was learned out from Tashbisu, but the Ikkar Mitzvah of Tashbisu is B'Sreifa. Al Derech in the Meiri, in the Akdama, the Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah is the Sreifa, the Kavanah Shni is you could do Bittul B'Leib. Derech in the Taisus Rit, it's a Mitzvah and a Mufcha to do Sreifa, but otherwise you could do Bittul B'Leib. And the Meiri in Chav Zayin speaks that B'Feir, so that's Pshat in the Gemara. But Bittul B'Leiv is not the Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah, it's the Yeshua B'Batul from the Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah, and that's the Kula that the Chacham asked Rabbi Yehuda, you're making a Kula, that a person doesn't have Eitzim, so Bishlam Melidi Dan, he'll still be Mefarav B'Zayir L'Ruach, so he'll have the Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah. But according to you, being Mefarav B'Zayir L'Ruach is not the Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah, so if he doesn't have the Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah, he'll just be Mevatul. To be mevatel is it's a kula. According to us, it's a chumil b'mefarav zerli ruch. According to you, it's a kula. If he has no eitzim, then it'll just be mevatel b'leiv. That's the last thing we said last. That's where we left off last time. The shaila is, where does this come from? Where did this kavanah rishon and kavanah shni shel Torah come from? If the Torah said that there's a din of tashbisu, that niskayin with the Torah said that if the Torah said that tashbisu is fulfilled with bittul b'leiv. And it's fulfilled with Bittul B'Yadayim. So some Mechitesis is not equal. The Ramban, the Moshul, also says like Rashi, that Bittul B'Leiv is not that from Tashbisu. The Ramban is Mashma, but now they're on an equal footing. The Torah is the Poshet of Shat and Tashbisu is the Mevar B'Yadayim. But there's a deer, there's even Seyte V'Arun, it said Tashbisu, the Losh is Mashma, the Bittul B'Leiv also works. So now you have a choice. You could do Bittul B'Yadayim, or you could do Bittul B'Leiv, and the Shavah B'Shavah. Mechitesis, that there's a kavanah rishonah shel Torah and a kavanah shniyah shel Torah. There's a mitzvah mina mufcher and there's a mitzvah that's not mina mufcher. Where did that come from, b'cha? What's the gedder adover? What's the difference between the mitzvah mina mufcher and the mitzvah that's not mina mufcher? The tashbisu that's the kavanah rishonah shel Torah and the tashbisu that's the kavanah shniyah shel Torah. So there's a Rashi plaza in the Osirua. I mentioned yesterday. Rashmi Plaiza, he's also addressing Shittas Rashi that Bittul B'Leiv is learned out from Tashbisu. And he brings Rabbi Natan's Kasha. How could Bittul B'Leiv mean Tashbisu? Well, it means Sreifa. And Sreifa is not Bittul B'Leiv. Bittul B'Leiv is not Sreifa. So if Tashbisu means Sreifa, how could it also mean Bittul B'Leiv? So we saw so far in Piskei Rashi in the Meiri, there's a Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah, Kavanah Shniyah Shel Torah, a Mitzvah Min HaMufcher, a Mitzvah She'eina Min HaMufcher. The Rashi implies, it says, not sure if it's a different word, he says something else. He says, B'Shem Meiri HaKadosh, when Rishonim called somebody Kadosh, it means he was killed by the Crusaders, came out always. He says, B'Shem Meiri HaKadosh. He says, Tashbisu Tartei Mashma. Tashbisu has two Mashmas. Mashma Tevaru, Umashma Shiyehe Mushbos. It's Mashma, you have to do a Pu'ula, you have to be Mavara, that's Bekum V'Yasei. And it's Mashma Shiyehe Mushbos, B'Shei V'Al Tase, that the Chomet should be Mushbos, you shouldn't have Chomet. So in the Tashbisu of being Mavara, that's Taka B'Sreifa. But the Tashbisu of Shiyehe Mushbos, the Tashbisu that knows that the Tashbisu has a sense of Tashbisu also has the sense of saying that you have on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah of Shabbos, or you have a mitzvah of B'Shevah, And Yom Kippur mitzvah v'shvi'al tafid to be shetsu masul v'shvi'al. Tashbisu is also lashon shabosin. Tashbisu has a sense to be shayvish v'shvi'al tafid, not to have chometz. So that, and now with the tashbisu of the kiyum of the Kumbay essay, it's a kiyum of the v'shvi'al tafid. A fundamental difference. That's just like we saw in Rashi in the Pesachim, there's a mitzvah min ha-mufka and a mitzvah she'ena min ha-mufka. The Rashi implies is saying that there's a fundamental difference between the mitzvah of tashbisu b'yadayim v'shayfa and the mitzvah of bitul b'leit. The mitzvah of tashbisu b'yadayim v'shayfa, that's a mitzvah b'kum v'yasei. There the focus is on tashbisu in the sense, do a ma'isa hashbasa. And that ma'isa hashbasa, according to Rebbe, is only v'shayfa. And then tashbisu has another law to be shavit from having chometz, and that's b'shevi al tasa. With bitul b'leiv, you mekayim b'shevi al tasa. It's not a ma'aseh hashbasa, but if the chometz mushbas, it's mushbas. I don't have chometz in any meaningful sense because I did bitul. I did bitul b'leiv. So the shevi al tasa mekayim. Just they say for Zvor. Now it should be stressed: the Rashmi plays himself holds like a Tosfos. He's one of the Balei HaTosfos, and he look inside. He holds like the Balei HaTosfos that the Zman of Shreifa is after Chatzos. So according to Rashi implies the Zman of the Kumba Essay and the Shevi Al Tasa is the same as the Zman. There's a mitzvah of the Kumba Essay after Chatzos to be served. And that Yemekayim by having been a Vatel L'chomet from before Pesach, from before Chatzos, so now by Chatzos it's Mushbas. So it's not separate Zman. And according to Rashi replies there, we're not distinguishing here between the Zman. The Zman is the same Zman. The Zman, both for Shreifa and for Bittul, is after Chatzos. Even the Zman of Bittul is after Chatzos. Because how could Bittul be after Chatzos? You can't be Mevatel after Chatzos. The answer is because Bittul is not the Kumbi Asei. Bittul is a Shevi Al Tasa. Bittul is that comes Chatzos, the Chomet should be Mevatel. So those are the two mashmois. There's the tashbisu b'yadayim b'shreifa. Also, everything's after chatzais. There's the tashbisu b'yadayim b'shreifa. That after chatzais should be sayif the chometz. And then there's also a sense that tashbisu to be shayif from having chometz. And that's fulfilled even if I was mabatul belay from erev Pesach, because bottom line is that now I don't have chometz. Now Rashi himself holds that the kumva essay of tashbisu is kainim chatzais. The din of shayif is kainim chatzais. But we could still use this Rashi Plaisa. We'll just have to adjust a little bit for Rashi. And we'll say that Rashi holds that the Kumva Essay de Katesh Bisu is actually Kaidim Chatzais. Not like the Rashi Plaisa, that the Kumva Essay is also after Chatzais. Rashi holds the Kumva Essay could be even, or maybe even only, we'll talk in a second, but at least even Kaidim Chatzais. The Torah said before Pesach, Shimei Vatel Lacham is B'yadayim. But in addition, there's a mitzvah of a shevi al tasa that the chomet should be mushbas, and that's about it only b'zman isur. When the zman isur comes, the chomet should be mushbas, and that amakayim even al yedei bitul. Because the gabi lechomet is being mushbas. What's the difference? How to get mushbas? Shreifa, not shreifa. What's the difference? Remind the chomet is mushbas. So if we superimpose, it's the Rashi Plaza onto the Piskei Rashi, and the Meiri and the Tosfos Rid. So I have a Tesefes Havana here in this notion of this Kavana Rishon Shel Torah and a Kavana Shnei Shel Torah. It's not Stam. The Torah said, Mitzvah Min HaMufcha, you should be Mevatel B'Yadayim. And then, you want to be Mevatel B'Yadayim, for some reason you weren't Mevatel B'Yadayim, so you can be Mevatel B'Leib, also good. It's more than that. Mechateis is two Kavanas in Torah. If Tashbisu means Bitul B'Yadayim, Mechateis it has another Kavana, it also means Bitul B'Leib. And even if it's a deep that it means Bitul B'Leib too, Mechateis, one is preferable to the other. The Feeder Rashi implies they think both things are Mevur. The Tashbisu has two senses. I mean, you can slip. Who says it has two senses? We'll talk in a second. But Tashbisu has two senses. The word Tashbisu could mean two different things. The word Tashbisu could mean be do a Maitre Hashbosa. And the word Tashbisu could mean what it means by Shabbos, Shabbosim. You should be Shabbos from having chometz. And those are the two Kavana Shel Torah. So the Kavana Rishona Shel Torah is you should do a Maitre Hashbosa and we made it be Mushpos too. But you should do it all day on Ma'aseh Hashbosa. But there's a Kavana Shnia, even if you didn't do Ma'aseh Hashbosa, but as long as there's a Shabbosim, there's a Shvus from having Chometz, So at the end of the day, you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashbis. Not in the sense of kumbi yasei, but at least in the sense of the shei b'yaltas. Not in the sense of, to use the language of Rashmi Plaza, not in the sense of tivarun, but in the sense of shei mushbas. The mitzvah shei mushbas is about after chatzis. Even though you're mekayim with bittul from kainim chatzos, that's the whole point of it being a shei v'altasa. It's not the maisa bittul. It's the fact that when chatzos comes, it's mebutul. Shei mushbas. So the zman of the shei v'altasa is going dafke after chatzos. But the zman of the kumbay asay, Rashi holds, is even. We'll see in a second. Maybe it's only. But at the very least, it's even kainim chatzos.
What nafkamin is that?
What?
What nafkamin is that having both a kumbase and a shevi al tase? By definition, if you have a kumbase to destroy your chametz, you're going to be in a shevi al tase after chatzos.
The nafkamin is if I didn't do the kumbase, I should at least do the shevi al tase. So if I didn't do beer be a daim, if I didn't do shevi be a daim, at least I should do bitul b'leim.
Yeah.
So first of all, it's worth pointing out that the fee this Rashmi Plaiza, we have I think a teretz meruvah to the shagas ayis. How can the Gemara say inside a key, according to Rashi and Tosfos gives from the Gemara, that Bal Yerobai Motz is lava nitik? This is a tashbisu of kumba esse, and that's hakakayim chatshbisu of shevi al kasa shiayim mushbas. The shvustik of tashbisu, and that taka starts only after chatzos. So that's not a lafshe kol me esay, because by your by matzah, at least going to the tzlach savon rashi, by your by matzah is also by chatzos. Yeah, the fifth tashbisu is yontif. The by your by matzah itself is not till evening, so maybe that's not so poshut. But at least the fifth tzlach that is by your by matzah after chatzos going to rashi, so we have very good tests. There is a tashbisu that's kayim chatzos. But after chatzos is a new tashbisu, the tashbisu of shiayim mushbas. That's the essay of menatik delav. The essay of menatik delav is not the essay of tevaru, but it's the essay of shiayim mushbas. And that's got it only after Bar Yerobai Motzi starts. So that's very geshmak. We put the Rashmi Paisa together with the Piskei Rashi. It's a new dimension to understanding the Piskei Rashi. The mitzvah kavanah rishonah shel Torah, the mitzvah min hamufcha of devarim of shreifa, and the mitzvah, but not the mitzvah min hamufcha of bittul. It's not stam tu eifanim. It's a better eifan and a less and not such a good eifan. It's two havanas. Mechateis the Torah meant shtei kavanah shel Torah. Where's the shtei kavanah shel Torah? And now I understand that the shtei kavanah shel Torah now is the meiris lashon shtei kavanah shel Torah. Kavanah rishonah shel Torah. Kavanah So the Kumbah essay is bistreifu, quite a Rabbi Yehuda, or when the fire was a little quite. But the Shiei Mushbas, that's not the Kalaf. If that's the case, so then maybe we could go a step further. And we could say that just like the mitzvah of the shevi al tasa mitzvah, the shei mushbas is dafka after chatzos, it's menachta v'lav. So the mitzvah, the kumba essay to do a ma'aseh hashbasa, according to Rashi, is perhaps dafka kaidim chatzos. The mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah is kind of do a ma'isa hashbasa. Today, that if and if that's why after chatzos it changes from shreifa to being b'chol davar. That was one of our big problems in Rashi. Why is if the mitzvah of tashbisa kind of chatzos is b'shreifa? So what? Why? Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe the pshat is because the kumva essay is hakim sefer. The kavanah is shayin shel Torah, but kumva essay tashbisu the kumva essay. That's hakim only the sefer going to Yehuda. But that's daf the kainim chatzais. After chatzais, it's already past the mitzvahs kainim chatzais to do a kumva essay, to do a ma'ase b'tilu ma'ase avar b'yadayim of sefer. Today, that after chatzais, it should be mushmas. But comes chatzais, the kumva essay is finished. Now we're ready in the shevi al tas. So now it becomes Hashpasos of the Cholom. This is a chiddush, and we'll see in a second. There's big profit in this, and then there's also certain problems. We're saying what we know what it says with Feirish and Rishonim is that Bittul Belev is a Kavanah Shnei Shel Torah. That Bittul Belev is not the in the Lashon Liri or in the Lashon of Rashi. That Bittul Belev is not the Mitzvah Min Amufka. Or in the Lashon of the Rashmi Plaza, bit of the lave is only a shiei mushbus, a shevi al tasa. It's not a kiyum of the kumva essay. Well, now, they didn't say the same. None of these Hashem said that the din that after chasayis it's hashbasosu b'chazover, that that's also not a kiyum of the mitzvah and a mufka. That's only a kiyum of the kavona shnir shel Torah of the shiei mushbus. That the Hashem didn't say. That way we're saying. Maybe we could say, if we follow this line of thought, that maybe that's talking of Shatan after Chatzos. That after Chatzos, Rashi holds, Tosis holds as a mitzvah, the mitzvah after Chatzos is also the kumvase. But Rashi holds, the mitzvah of the kumvase is dafka kaidu Chatzos. That's the acholok. Kaidu Chatzos is the kumvase, and after Chatzos it becomes a shayim al tas. And that's why it becomes a shpasos of the chodoba. Because a shpasos of the chodoba is takanari kiyim of the kumvase, but it's like garf and bitul belev. But the fire with Zayel Aruch, you know, it works because it's not less. It's not worse than Bittul Belev. Not, I don't mean that when you're Mefarah with Zayel, you are Mevatul Belev. If you have to Chatzos, Bittul Belev doesn't help anymore. What I mean is, it's also a kim of the Shevi Al Tasa. How does Bittul Belev work according to the Rashi Plaza? It's not a Ma'is Hashbosa. But the Chomet is Mushbas. The Chomet is Mushbas. So when I'm Mefarah with Zayel Aruch, it's not the Kumba Essay. The Kumba Essay is only the Shefa. But the Ma'is the Chomet is Mushbas. What's the difference? The chometz is mushbas, it's gone. So if the chometz is mushbas, so the shevi al tasi yimakayim. After chatzos, that's all there is. After chatzos, there is no kumvase. There's only the shevi al tasi. Lo yitzur, you could do bitul belev after chatzos. Then after chatzos, bitul belev would be lechatzil, because that's all there is. Except the nice, you can't do bitul belev after chatzos. Not pashusay. But mefar was al ruch, you could do even after chatzos. But it's only a kim of the shevi al tasi, not a kim of the kumvase.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
If all this is true, and the Kavanah Rishona is and the Kumvase is all before Chatzos, so then at the end of the day, even if Rashi holds that Balayera Balayimatze doesn't come into effect at Chatzos, you're still missing out on something when he says that if you don't have Eitzim, you're Yamten at Chatzos.
This is the downside. We'll see in a few minutes, there are upsides to this Mahalach. The downside of the Mahalach is that if we're making this connection, and we're saying that the kumva essay is only kainu chatzos, and that's the mitzvah. That's the what Rashi calls the ikar mitzvah. It's to do a mitzvah. It's to do a mitzvah shposu the kumva essay. Then how can Rashi say? How can Rashi say that toyach the lomo? You should just wait till chatzos. If you wait till chatzos, you're losing the ikar mitzvah. You'll have the shevi al tasa, but you're not going to have the kumva essay. And Rashi said the kumva essay of kainu chatzos is supposed to do shevi. You don't do bitul belev lechatzil. You're supposed to do shayfa. You don't do hashpasos lechal davar. Why? Because the ikar mitzvah is to do a bitul be'adayim. A bitul be'adayim is b'shayfa. So what do you have? How do you have a right to be mamten till chatzos? How do you have a right to be mamten till chatzos? By being mamten till chatzos, you're forgoing the kumva essay. Who says you have a right to forgo the kumva essay? Isn't the kumva essay the ikar mitzvah? Kaidu chatzos, you can't forgo the kumva essay. So if Kodim Chatzos, you can't forgo the Kumvase, how do you wait till Chatzos and then forgo the Kumvase? How do you wait to forgo? How do you, Kodim Chatzos, you can't say, well, I don't have Eitzim, forget about the Kumvase. I'll do the Shevi Al Tasa. You don't have right to do that. So after Chatzos, so how do you right to wait till Chatzos? If at 11 o'clock you can't say, well, I don't have Eitzim, I'll at least do the Shevi Al Tasa. You're not allowed to do that. You have to wait. So but you're allowed to wait until Chatzos. What's going to happen at Chatzos? It's too late for the Kumvase. Then you do the Shevi Al Tasa. No. So how are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to be mounted at Chatzos? So that's kind of not so terrible. I think that Gemara in Yudbeis and Beis, so we could deal with it. We could say like this. Kainu Chatzos 11, the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah is to do bekumbeyase. And therefore, if you don't have eitzim, you can't say, well, I don't have eitzim, I'll just do the same. Yeah, there's a din. You're supposed to do the din is to do the kumbeyase, the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah is to do bekumbeyase. So you have to wait around. Maybe you'll get eitzim. Who knows? Maybe Amazon will deliver some eitzim. Well, while you're waiting around, maybe eitzim will come. So you know, you don't have a right just to say, well, forget about the eitzim. You have to wait for the eitzim. But Torah the Lama, if eitzim don't come, we don't have to make a special takon, you should have eitzim. Because it's not so terrible. If at the end of the day, eitzim don't come, and it comes 12 o'clock and you see eitzim didn't arrive, so you won't have the shevi of the kumbi essay. But you'll have the shevi al tasa. So you won't have the ikra mitzvah. We don't have to make a takon, just that you should have the ikra mitzvah and not the kavanah shnishal Torah. Ubefrat. The Rishonim is meduyik. Nobody said from all these Rishonim that were quoted. Nobody said that bitul b'leiv is a b'di'evit. You know, it's tempting to say such a lashon. Lechatchil, you have to do shayif, but b'di'evit you can do bitul b'leiv. Rishonim don't say that. Not Rashi, not the Tosfos Rid. Rashi said ikar mitzvah to cover the miri had a lashon, cover the Rishonim shel Torah. The Tosfos Rid had a lashon mitzvah and amufcher. It's like they're all pussyfooting around. Nobody wants to say it's lechatchil and b'di'evit. If I say it's not true, bitul b'leiv is not a b'di'evit. And then if you see b'dikas that we talked about yesterday, b'dikas chometz is drabonim, midrashim of bitul b'al masagi. What do you mean bitul b'al masagi? You have to do the ikar mitzvah. So I guess one of the dover, but somebody said one of you guys said yesterday, maybe you could do the ikar mitzvah with one slice of chometz, but for the rest you could do bitul b'leiv. You could do bitul b'leiv. But it could be that it's not even necessary. Bitul b'leiv is not a b'di'evit. It's not what the Tosfos calls a mitzvah min hamufcher. The ikar mitzvah, the way the Torah envisions you should do the mitzvah, is to do it b'kum v'esek kainim chatzos. But if you didn't do it that way, and you're going to only do the shevi al tasa part, the only thing you're going to do the shevi al tasa, shei mushbas, that's not cool that you did it, that it was a b'di'evit. You didn't do the mitzvah the way the Torah pictures it ideally. The Tzvi calls it, that's the most explicit, and that you didn't do the mitzvah min amufka. It's not a b'di'evit. So we have to make a takana. That's the Gemara in Yud Beis and Beis. We should make a takana to give you an hour of Yisra Achim, you should be malachat Eitzim. So what's the big deal? And if you don't have Eitzim, you'll wait around in the hope of getting Eitzim to do the mitzvah min amufcher. And if not, nu nishkatelach, comes chatzos, you'll be mafar v'zor, you'll be mashbis b'chol dov. So that Gemara in Daf Yud Beis is not so terrible in this scheme. What I think is more difficult, and for this I don't have an answer, is the Rashi in, by us in Abdalim and Beis, when the Mishnah says that Sarif Metchila Sheish, so Rashi says, why is Sarif Metchila Sheish and why not Metchila Sheva? So Rashi says, because we're afraid that Adam is Toya B'Shah, and therefore we don't want you to wait till Shah Shvius in order to be Mashbis, because maybe you'll make a mistake, you're going to wind up waiting till 1 o'clock and not till 12. Apparently from Rashi, if not for the fact that Adam Toya B'Shah, you would not be served for Tchila Sheish, you would be served for Tchila, you would be Mevarit for Tchila Sheva. I don't think the Sefer, because after Sheva, B'Shah Sheva, you don't need Sefer. But a Kapanim, it's Ruvah and Rashi, the serve for Tchila Sheish is because Adam Toya B'Shah. But if not for Adam Toya B'Shah, then you would do it for Tchila Sheva. How can you do it for Tchila Sheva? For Tchila Sheva, and if not, what happened to Ikar Mitzvah? Ikar Mitzvah is the Sefer. Mashman Rashi lechatchil, you'd wait to Tchila Sheva. The only reason we serve, what mechatesa? Maybe we serve to Tchila Sheish because we want to be mekayim the mitzvah lekum ve'yasei the ikar mitzvah, the mitzvah mina mufcha. So that's the downside. For that, I don't have a terrence.
On the Mishnah Yud Aleph and Beis, the Mishnah which quotes that. So from Tchila Sheish, Rashi has a different lashon there, and Rashi says the reason why we don't allow you to do it the whole sixth hour. Rashi be madish on Yavam Beis that why do it to the beginning of the sixth? Yeah, not allowed. That Rashi means with Tchila Shav, he just means why.
I forgot the whole show. Sheish is with the rice of Shaya. Gozer Rabbanu Odu Metoy B'Sover Al HaShviyah Shishishis. I hear Rashi Yudalef Amud Beis could mean could. Why the Tchila Sheish? Kol Shal Shish is Midrash Hashaya. You want the Tchila Sheish so that you shouldn't be Toya. Rashi Yudalef Amud Beis not the way. Rashi Yudalef Amud Beis says why not do the Tchila Sheva? The Liyam to the Tchila Sheva. I hear it's good or but at the end of the day, Rashi and Abdallah and Beis says Tchila Shel. So I don't know what to do with that. Well, I said, well, how could you mount into Tchila Shel? I don't know. Maybe some local solution, some cheshire we can make. I don't know. It's definitely a downside, and therefore I don't want to say this chat categorically. You know, maybe it's not true what I'm saying. Maybe after Chatzos when you mash with the Chol Dover, maybe that's still called Bekum Ve'Esei. Maybe that's still the maybe that's not the Kavanah Shemini. Maybe that's still a Kiyum of the Lechatchila. Why isn't it any more of a Shreifa? We'll have some other mechanism, some other explanation why the Mitzvah Bekum Ve'Esei changes from Shreifa to Kol Dover after Chatzos. Shai Tirutzu Lo Ninalu.
Rabbi, it comes out of Shabbos Belev is incredibly limiting because you can only do it before Chatzos and doesn't even hit the Kum Ve'Esei. It only hits the Shevi Al Taseh. So it's limiting on two ends.
No, Bittul B'Leib gives you the Shevi Al-Tasa because you're Mavaka B'Leib Kainim Chatzais and you nail it Mush B'Leib.
No, I'm saying you can't hit the Kumbi Yaseh with it and you can only do it before Chatzais.
Yeah, Nechanami. Well, you can only do it before Chatzais, we know. And Rashi in the Pesachim Taka says that it's not the Kavan Rishon, it's not the Mitzvah and the Mufa. So all of these things are true, but it's not, that's not it. That bit of the lave is kavan and shnei shel Torah. That bit of the lave is only the shevi al tasa. That says in Rishonim. That says in the Skirashi. Says in Tesirid. Says in Meiri. Says in Rashmi Plaisa. Bit of the lave is only the shevi. It's only a kim of shevi al tasa. It's not a kim of the kum v'yaseh. And the mele, that's not the kavan and Rishonim shel Torah. All of that says in Rishonim.
Singular.
I want to link. That after Chatzos, when you do it, be a dayan b'chol dover. That's also like a bit of a lay. That's also only the shevi al.
Singular.
What?
Isn't it singular like yuch?
I can't hear you. But we'll see. I still don't want to throw this out because I think there might be a rev.
Rabbi,
yeah.
However we explain the like Rabbi wants to explain the Rashi where he says Yom Tov Chatzos that because Bittul is not really Bidiyeved, it's just not the Ikar Kavana. So however we explain that, we come back to the problem of so why was it if it's really not Bidiyeved, it's why the Gemara and the Chav Zayin say Yoshev Bittul.
Not a b'di'evid, but it's still not what the Torah had. It's still not the mitzvah and amufka. So the Gemara in Kav Zayin is tiny. Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, you're making a kavachayma. Kavachaymas have to generate only chumras. If a kavachayma generates that you're going to do something that's not a mitzvah and amufka, that according if after the kavachayma you're going to be a little bit less from than before the kavachayma, then it's not a good kavachayma. So if a person doesn't have eitzim, what would he do before the kavachayma? He would mefarav his early ruch. Now that there's a kal v'chaymer, so being mefarav his early ruch, not going to give him the kum v'esei. So he might as well do bittul b'leiv. So what's he going to do? He could still be mefarav his early ruch, but he could also do bittul b'leiv. So according to, we live in the pre we don't hold from the kal v'chaymer. So we hold, you don't need shayfu. But you have to do the mitzvah min ha-mufa. What's the mitzvah min ha-mufa? Mefarav his early ruch. Can't do bittul b'leiv. I mean, you could do bittul b'leiv. It's not b'di'evid. But it's not what a person wants. A person who's mahadin and a mahadvin, he's going to do mefarav his early ruch. But now that you're telling me a kavachaymer, so even a person who's mahadin and a mahadvin, if he has eitzim, he'll be served. But he doesn't have eitzim, he'll say no. The mahadin and a mahadvin is not available. I'll do bittul b'leiv. So it comes out that you're making him less mahadir in the mitzvah by making your kavachaymer. That's a faulty kavachaymer. Yeah, so there's still a problem with this Tchilas, the Rashi and Abdallah in this it's very important to distinguish. What do we have a strong basis in Rishonim? What are we extrapolating out? There's a strong basis in Rishonim that bitul b'lev is a kavanah shnir shel Torah. I like the language when we read kavanah shnir shel Torah. From here, he's also Madai. It doesn't say b'di'evet, but it's a kavanah shnir shel Torah. It's not the mitzvah min hamufka. It's not the ideal mitzvah. And we have the Rashi Pleiser that bitul b'lev is only a shevi al pasadikakim. I think that sheds light on the Rashi and on the Meiri. That's the kavanah shnir. It means a different sense. It's a different sense of the word. It's a different meaning of the word tashvisu. That's what the Meiri means. Kavanah shnir and kavanah shnir. The word tashvisu could mean the kumbay asay, and then it's treifel, and then it could mean the shevi al pasa. It should be mushmus, and then it's even the bitul. Those are the things to say b'feirush in Rishayna. I could still say that after Chatzos, when you're mafar v'zoy l'ruach, because after Chatzos it becomes hashbasos v'chal dover, maybe that's still the kavanah Rishayna shel Torah. Maybe the kavanah Rishayna shel Torah is if it will be a dayim, is straight for kainim Chatzos, and for some unexplained reason, after Chatzos it becomes something else. I don't have to use this whole mahalach to explain. I don't have another explanation. I don't have to apply it to that. So, but I'm saying now, b'derech efshur, that maybe after Chatzos, when you mafar, when it becomes hashbasos v'chal dover, it's not the pshat that the kavanah Rishayna shel Torah, the kavanah Rishayna shel Torah transforms from being b'streifa to being b'chal dover. The kavanah Rishayna shel Torah can never transform, but it expires. The kavanah Rishayna expires at Chatzos. After Chatzos, you don't have any more the kavanah Rishayna shel Torah. You only have the kavanah Shnei shel Torah of being mushbas. We made it hashbasos v'chal dover because to be mushbas, it could be b'chal dover. That's a speculation. Again, the downside is that it's a little bit hard to understand the Rashi of Dalim and Beis. Zach gets a point. The Rashi in the Mishnah Yerach is a little bit different. The Rashi of Dalim and Beis sounds like the only reason we don't do Betchila Sheva is because Adam Tayyib B'Shah. Say a different reason? Because we want to do the Kavanah Rishayna Shel Torah. We want to do the Mitzvah Min HaMufcha. So any of that, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it's Mahalach is not true. But let's see further. Now there's a problem. According to the, if we're saying this, Rashmi Pleiser, and if in fact we're saying that if we're going to say this mahalach that we're saying now, but there's speculation that the kumva esse de kemitzvah, the kavanah Rishayna shel Torah, what the Rashi implies it calls the mitzvah of the kumva esse to be nevar, is only kainim chatzais. And after chatzais, there's only the shevi al taseh, that the chomet should be mushbas. So then, l'chor is a problem. How can you wait l'chatzil until after chatzais? Not the question that he asked before, you're losing the mitzvah min hamufka. Now he said, maybe losing the mitzvah min hamufka is not so terrible. But I have a different problem. After Chatzos, there's a mitzvah to be shayvus from having chametz. So if there's a mitzvah to be shayvus from having chametz, why should you get a dispensation to have to get rid of the chametz in the first hour? L'mashul, on Shabbos you have to be shayvus from melacha. You have to be shayvus from melacha the whole Shabbos. You can't say, well, you do melacha the first minute and then you shayvus. You have to be shayvus the whole time. In Kippur, you have to be shayvus and achilas shtiyah the whole time. If after chatzos, see, bishtam of the mitzvah was bekumba esay even after chatzos. So I could say the mitzvah is bekumba esay after chatzos. I mean, it's built in that you have an hour to do the mitzvah. You have an hour to do the ma'asash basa, and then afterwards you can't keep it around. But it says for sure, Rashi holds that after chatzos you're not allowed to keep the chametz around. Even so, Shvi, so if you're not allowed to keep the chametz around, there's an issue here after Chatzos. That's moving the Rashi of Dalim and Beis. By Adam Toyashah, you have to be sorry if the chametz around at Beshishis, because if you're going to keep it around, then it's a Yom Ma'un, and you're going to have the chametz around at 1 o'clock. You're not allowed to have the chametz around at 1 o'clock. Why are you not allowed to have the chametz around at 1 o'clock? Because Tashvisu. And maybe it's also by Rabbi Motzi, Machoikis, Tzachem, and Eidib Yudna, but at the very least, Tashvisu. If Tashvisu is become the essay, so I understand if you're not allowed to, if there's a tashbisu after chatzos, how come from 12 to 1 you're allowed to be busy patching and being seraphic or being mafar v'zayr l'ruach, doing the ma'aseh hashbasa? So you could say, well, that's the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah l'kum v'esei, and the mitzvah, there's a mana mitzvah. The latest mana mitzvah is at chatzos. And if the Torah gave a mitzvah to be mashbis to do a ma'aseh hashbasa at chatzos, so it's built in that you have an hour at chatzos to do the mitzvah. If you wait any, if you delay any further, then already you're mabatul of the mitzvah of tashbisu. So we can live with such a thing. But now that we're saying, if we're going to say that after Chatzos is no longer, it's not a mitzvah of converse, it's only a mitzvah of Shevi Al-Tasa. So Shevi Al-Tasa, the first second that Chatzos comes, is a mitzvah of Shevi Al-Tasa, the Chomesh should be mushbos. The mitzvah of Shevi Al-Tasa is not do Hashbosa now. The mitzvah of Shevi Al-Tasa is you should have done Hashbosa before, so it should be mushbos now. Like Bitl B'Lev, you Mekayim the Tashbih, you do the Bitl B'Lev before in order that the Chatzos should be mushbos. So where do you get this hour from? Where do you get this dispensation to be busy for an hour, to be mefar v'zeli ruch, to do hashbos also b'chol damer, b'shosh shvius? The kum v'atzi was kainim chatzos. Now all you have is a shevi al-tasa. Shevi al-tasa doesn't allow you time to do that ma'is hashbos. And let's see, the tzach is even worse. If it's ba'i rol ba'i motzi after chatzos, then for sure you shouldn't have a dispensation. And then it should be mamas like a ba'i. Abai said that Yom Rishon came to Tashbisu where Belel Tezvav. Belel Tezvav is already by Rabbi Motzei. Then it's a Ladishvah. That was one of the three reasons why we thought, well, maybe we'll go to Tashbisu Yom Tov. But even now, if you look for Tashbisu Yom Tov, let's say there's no by Rabbi Motzei after Chatzos. So fine, never mind by Rabbi Motzei. But there is a mitzvah Tashbisu. Not allowed to be mashed the Chometz till 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, by 1 o'clock, the Chometz has to be gone. Why? Because you're mevatel the mitzvah of Tashbisu. But Tashbisu is a Shevel Tasa after Chatzos. So if it's a shevi, you're mevatel the shevi al-tasa at 1 o'clock, you're mevatel the shevi al-tasa at 12 o'clock. So why do you get an hour to be mashmas?
Rabbi, can you say something similar to what we said in Taisus on Daf Dalet Amud Beis? We said that included in Tashbisu was the time frame to.
Yeah, but I hear that more if it's a Kumba Esei. So in the Kumba Esei of Tashbisu, it includes the time to do the Hashbosu. But if Tashbisu is a Shevi Al-Tasa, that means it's not a thing that you do. It's a thing that you make sure to have. It's a thing that you make sure to have done from before. So then now you shouldn't have chometz. So again, it a little bit depends. If we're going to say, not like my speculation, if we're going to say that after Chatzos you still have the Kumba Esei, and the fact that it transmogrifies from being strafed with the B'chol Dovers for some other unexplained reason, so then that's a terrible. There's a mitzvah of the Kumba Esei after Chatzos too. Chatzos is the time, the latest time, to do the Kumba Esei. And how long does it take? Ask and Mashmah all over that to do Tashbisu takes an hour. So at 12 o'clock, you're supposed to do Tashbisu. You could do it before too, but at the very latest, at 12 o'clock, you should do Tashbisu. Doing Tashbisu takes an hour. So till 1 o'clock, you're okay. 1 o'clock already is awesome to be mashed any further. So that would be okay. But if I want to say, no, the reason why it changes at 12 o'clock from no longer being the Shefer to being the Choldover is because we're talking leaving the Kumba Esei and we're going into the world of the Shevi Al-Tasa, Tashbisu after Chatzos is Shehei Mushba, like the Rashmi Prize's distinction. So Shehei Mushba doesn't have any time. You only don't give you an hour that it should be Mushba. It should be mushmas before, like Bittul B'Leif. It should be mushmas already at Chatzos. So why do you get an hour? Why is the first hour of freebie? So I want to say, so perhaps like this. Maybe we can say like this. And this is going to move the discussion actually to the next thing we have to deal with, which is the nature of Bittul altogether. Rashi Shita is that Bittul is learned out from Tashbisu. The Ramban, the Ran are also masking the Rashi, Bittul is learned out from Tashbisu. That's the mukkah. The mukkah for Bittul is from Tashbisu. But what's the mechanism of Tashbisu? Fine, it says in Tashbisu, you do Bittul B'Leif. But what's the mechanism of Bittul B'Leif? How does Bittul B'Leif work? What does it accomplish? So in the Ramban and the Ran, it's mashma that what it accomplishes is a kind of task. We'll talk in the Ran a little bit more, maybe today still. I hope still today. But I'll combine them. The Ramban and the Ran we learn it out from Tashbisu because it's not the normal Hefker. It's a regular Hefker wouldn't work over here. It's a human title. That's a Gansomayas. We'll have to discuss what it means. But the bottom line is the way it works is that it's a kind of Hefker. It's Yaitse Mishusa. What Bittul does is it's Maitse Mechomes Mishusa like Hefker. First, the Ramban and the Ran. In Rashi, L'chayra, there's a Diuk, not the way. Not a Diuk. Gomer. But Mashmoy. Look at Rashi and Daf Vav Amud Beis. The speaks the Gemara about Habaydik Torah Shivatul Shem and Yimsi Guski Fefiyo Vidaita Yiluyo, so therefore you have to move Vatul from beforehand because you're going to be Masha. So Rashi says, you're going to find the Guski Yosef Vidaita Yalei, towards the bottom of the narrow lines, Vidaita Yalei, Chashuvi Beino, Vichosa Lele Sarfo, Masha Filu Rege Echot, Vinim Shaiva Leba Yolo Aymotse. I want Misha Bitlo, Ene Eber. The Lake Kosovo Lele Tashbisu. Rashi really needs to tell me the source for Tashbisu. The source for Tashbisu, Rashi already told me on that Talmud base. Imagine I get over there to know the source of Tashbisu. I wonder what it was. I'm sorry, the source of Bitulalay. He needs to tell me how do you know Bitulalay works from Tashbisu. It's not Master Rashi really giving me a mocker. Also, the Russian really cost of El Tashbisu. He should have said, the Chsiv Tashbisu, and Tashbisu means Bitulalay. If somebody wants to give me a source, he says, hey, I'll get it, but he says in Dalin Abbey. And Dalin Abbey is the Rashi says that you learn that Bitulalay from Tashbisu. So Rashi says that, the Rashi says, Bitul Bial Masagi. That's the mocker. So if Rashi wants to tell me the mocker, then that's all on the basis. You said such a lesson also. That's not the lesson that Rashi uses. Why does Rashi really have to give me a mocker? He should be telling me why Bitulalay works, how Bitulalay works. The Rashi is the Rashi holds that this is the mocker, this is the mechanism, it's not just the mocker. The way Bitul Balei works, it's not because it becomes it's still Mishusai. Bitul Balei works because all the Torah required from you, when the Torah said you're not allowed to have chometz and you have to be mashmish to chometz, all the Torah wanted was that you should be mashmish, you should be vatul Balei. And if you're mevatel the leiv, it's still yours. But you're mevatel the leiv, but Loshen Rashi and Abdal, if you're mesiach daitim imenu, you're mevatel it beliboy, you're mashbish it beliboy, then that's enough that you shouldn't be over by your by matzik, even though the chometz is still yours. The Rekshiva Latashbisu, when the Torah said, L'yolecho, it doesn't mean you shouldn't own the chometz no matter what. L'kosar Latashbisu, you shouldn't own the chometz in a way that you're being mekayim the chometz, you're not mesiach das from the chometz, you have a connection to the chometz. But as long as you mashmish it believe, then you satisfy Bayom Emosi, because I'm not holding the chometz in a way that's it. I'm not holding the chometz in a way the Torah asked it. The Torah, when it said you're not allowed to have chometz, you're not allowed to be mashmish chometz. The Torah said you're not allowed to be mashmish chometz in a way where you didn't do bit of believe. But if you did the bit of believe, it's not called anymore that it's Bayom Emosi. Kilo, the Torah is telling me a limitation of Bayom Emosi. If you're the Ramban, the Ramban, Bayom Emosi means you can't have chometz that belongs to you. Bitul is the way that it shouldn't belong to you. Somehow, you know that it works. We know that it works from the Gzeres HaKosov, and that needs to be fleshed out. What exactly does the Gzeres HaKosov tell me? But let's see, Rashi is Mashmal. Again, it's a kind of serious kind of deal. Rashi is Mashmal. No, this together. But like, all the Torah wants from you is to be Mashmal, to be Mashmal for Leiv. And if you're Mashmal for Leiv, then that's enough, and you're not able anymore by your own Mashmal. I can say, I think we talked about this once in the past. Rashi Shita and Davov, the Pshutoi, is that if Mefarash Yotzi B'Sheyoro, if he's not going to be home, he's not over by Yorba Yimotzi. Because he doesn't see the Chometz. Right, what about Lo Yimotzi? He doesn't see the Chometz for Lo Yimotzi. But it's not Motzi to him. It's not available to him. The Chometz is not accessible on Pesach, he's not over by Yorba Yimotzi. You see, that Rashi, the Mashal is not learned the Rashi a little differently, but the Pashut Shah and that Rashi, before you see, that to be able to buy your own emotes, so you have to have some kind of connection to the chometz. It's available to Tumah and Pesach. It's not standing that he owns chometz. And if I should be sure, the chometz and the least behind, he's still his. But it's not accessible to Tumah and Pesach. So on Pesach, he doesn't have a zikah to the chometz. He doesn't have a connection to the chometz. That's not called buy your own emotes. Al derech zeh, you do bit to the lave. You do bit to the lave. You mesiach daitin in enoch ashi in dav dalad. So you don't have a zikah to the chometz. So that's enough. That's all the lekosin ala tetesh pishu. That's all the Torah wanted. And with that, you're not ever buy your own emotes. If that's the case, so maybe we could say, since by Yom HaMotzi, according to Rashi, it doesn't mean Stam categorically don't own chometz. It means don't be mekayim the chametz. Don't be roitze the kiyumai. Now I have chametz that you're roitze the kiyumai, that you have a connection to. But a chametz that misich ba'asim enu, that it's nothing to you. It's ka'afra the arrow. You mamish don't care a whit about it. So that's not called the mekayim the chametz. So it stands to reason, according to Rashi, that if you're mechazer all of the sarfai, if mechazer all of the sarfai, then you're not everybody all day much. Because then you're not right to the Kiyumai. And I don't want to say the word that it's a bit to belay. It's a different thing. I don't know if it's a bit to belay, but if you're busy being surfed during the hour that you're busy being surfed, so you can't say, I'm being Mekayim it. I'm not being Mekayim it. I'm destroying it. If you're destroying it, that's not by Rabbi Yimotzai. The Emet, the Etzim Svart says in Taisir Ben Aparetz that when you're Mechazer all the surfer, it's not called you're not everybody by Rabbi Yimotzai. So Derek said, "Say in Rashi also b'shoshvius." Since b'shoshvius, I'm just saying Rashi. It's great geshmak in Rashi's whole havan over here of how bitul blay works. By Yom Yom, actually, quite Rashi means you have a zikat to the chametz. You write to the cumin of the chametz. When you mechazel the surfei, so that's the equivalent. It's a different mechanism. Bitul blay is because of kafah the harbani. This is a different mechanism. I think mechazel the surfei. That's antithetical to being right to the cumin. So the middle, I'm not over that during that hour. I'm not over. If I wait longer, then I'm not being mechazel the surfei. If I'm going to wait till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'm not being mechazel the surfei. But if from 12 to 1 I'm being mechazel the surfei, I'm occupied in being mevarek. So I'm not over by your laymas. And again, in the Teshuvah of the Parents, we also have such a. We already have such a lot. The problem though is Teshuvah of the Parents himself is how do you abide? Abide at the bottom of the Talmud. They said. According to Rashi's Mahalach and Abai, that Tashbisu can't be Belel Tezvov, because how can you do Tashbisu at the beginning of Belel Tezvov? It's already the time of Bayor Bayimotse. So it says in Rashi that this is so hard. It's that. What do you mean? Is he mechazel of the sofa? Well, what's the steer? Yeah, it's Bayor Bayimotse. But if you mean mechazel of the sofa at the beginning of Belel Tezvov, you're mechazel of the sofa. You're not going to waver Bayor Bayimotse. So Taisuk made a parrot himself asked the Kasha, and therefore he argues in Rashi and says that's not the Pshat and Abayin, it was a Bayal Derech HaTaisus. It's a Yitzur. But in Rashi, it's a problem. It's really another way of asking the question, one of the questions that we asked in the very beginning. Rashi learns in Abaye. Rashi learns, this is really one of the questions we asked in the very beginning of the Sukkot. Rashi learns in Abaye that you can't learn that your Akbe Amirishim Tashbisu means Lel Tazvav, because the Torah said Bayal 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 Matzah Shivas Yomim, 24/7. So how can you have Tashbisu already in Lel Tezvov? It's already this man. Tashbisu has to be before the Bal Yerovam and the Bal Yemotzi, not after the Bal Yerovam and the Yemotzi already started. So yes, Rashi himself holds that you're allowed to wait till Chatzos. And you're allowed to be served b'shal Shvius. Rashi holds this Bal Yerovam and the Yemotzi after Chatzos, especially in the, according to Tzlachs, Rashi. The Tzlachs of the Yukim and Rashi. Rashi holds this Bal Yerovam and the Yemotzi after Chatzos. And I'm waiting now, even without the Tzlach, even if you say, look, Tashbisu jump, it's not Bal Yerovam and the Yemotzi after Chatzos. But there's still a tashbisu b'shevi al tasa. There's a tashbisu b'shevi al tasa that the chometz has to be mushbus after chatzos. If the chometz has to be mushbus after chatzos, how are you going to be busy with being served? Elamai, could you tell me that when you're being mechazel with surfing, that everybody will be mutzis, go eat, go ski with mushbus? So say, so what's a bayit time? I mean, it's full circle back to what we talked about at the beginning. But I think now, in the light we've been saying, maybe we have a malach. And to me, we could be asher of this problem. As follows. But again, the problem is, so the first thing we ask in the sugya, Abaye says that there's a spirit. Tashbisu must be before Bayo Bayo Matzo. It can't be below Tezvov. Taisha didn't shot. Taisha says, why not? Tashbisu is after Bayo Bayo Matzo. It's monastic there, it's monastic belat. That's its whole purpose. But Rashi also Tashbisu is kind of the Bayo Bayo Matzo. How could that be? Rashi himself says that after Chatzos, your Ali can spend an hour being Mavar. After Chatzos, the Tzlach is in the Dayak and Rashi, that is Bayer Lomotse after Chatzos. That's the pastors in Rashi's Bayer Lomotse after Chatzos. And we're waiting now, even if there's no Bayer Lomotse after Chatzos. But there's Tashbisu after Chatzos, at what, 2 o'clock, you're not allowed to have Chometz around. If it's not from Bayer Lomotse, it's at least from Tashbisu. Because if it didn't shave out past, you're not allowed to have Chometz after Chatzos. And if it didn't shave out past, the Chometz starts at 12 o'clock. There's no reason to have an allowance of an hour, unless for the story of the Taisha Ben Aparetz, since he's Mechazov L'Sarfai, so it's Gilu Mushbus Etzlik. So but then that would be true for Abaye too. So what's where are we holding? The answer is, we mapped him another question. Jewish question. We mapped him another question. Rabbi Kiva says another raya. How do you know that Tashbis would not be a Marit? How do you know Yom Rishon is not left as well? So Rabbi Kiva says, because Shreifa, your comment is the Shreifa, and your comment tell us Shreifa. And Shreifa, you can't do Shreifa on Yom Tov. It must be Yom Rishon is not Yom Tov. So how is the Kasha? Rashi Shita is that Shreifa is only Kedem Zman Yisurah. I'm sorry, Shreifa is only Kedem Zman Yisurah. La'achet Chatzos, la'achet Zman Yisurah, there's nothing to Shreifa. That's Basasa the Choldova. If Tashbis will be well as Vav, so that's Achet Zman Yisurah. So then it wouldn't be the Shreifa. Rashi says that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi Shita and Yad Beis, Amos says, that the din of chatzos, the din of shreifa is kind of chatzos. After chatzos, it becomes hashpasos with a chaldova. No, if Achmi Amishin Tashbisu meant Lelta Zvav, so is that Achaz Mani Surah or Kainu Mani Surah? It's Achaz Mani Surah. So why would it be the shreifa? It would be hashpasos with a chaldova. So what shall we keep as time? Ain't be a chomis or a shreifa? The answer is, if we'll say this, Bahalaf, they were saying, the fact that after Chatzos is no longer the Shreifa, it's not because the mitzvah Bekumva Essay transmogrifies. It's because the mitzvah Bekumva Essay, the Torah said the mitzvah Bekumva Essay is Kaidim Chatzos, and after Chatzos is B'Shevi Al Tasa. The Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah is Kaidim Chatzos to do a Ma'aseh Avar, to do a Ma'aseh Shreifa. And then the Kavanah Shnei Shel Torah is that after Chatzos should be Mushmas, and that's already Becholdom. If Chatzos passed, he can't do any more the Kumva Essay, so you do the Kavanah Rishonah, you do the Kavanah Shnei, the Shevi Al Tasa. But when the Torah said Tashbisu, Avada Torah meant also the Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah. Avada Torah meant Tashbisu Kumva Essay. So if Achbo Yom Rishon meant Lel Tezvav, then the Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah would be Lel Tezvav. So then you would have to do Shreifa for Lel Tezvav, and that can't be says Rabbi Kiva. Now that Tashbisu is Yudalid, now that Yom Rishon is Yudalid, and there's an Achaluk, so then by Yom Rishon, in the Yom Rishon itself, you have two halves. Kaidim Chatzos is the Kumri Asay, B'Shreifa, and after Chatzos is B'Shreifa, Tasa B'Choldom. Because Yom Rishon is Yudalid, so we can read Mechah, and there's an Achaluk, so it divides up in half. But if Yom Rishon meant Tezvav, and there's no Achaluk, if Yom Rishon meant Tezvav, Then the Kavanah Rishonah Shel Torah would be at the beginning of Lel Tezvav. You would have to do a Ma'aseh Shreifa for Lel Tezvav. That's why to keep it happy that, but you can't do Shreifa on Yom Tov. And as a Bruchah, maybe this is also a Tesefes Havonah. How do we even know there are two Kavanahs? How do we know there's two Mashmoisim to Tashbisu, the Kumbesi, and Meshevi Al Tasa? So up to now, we said, at first, we didn't have a Stamah. To remember, we see in the Moshe Nishinah that Tashbisu has two Mashmoisim, Kavanah Rishonah and Kavanah Shnia. Then we had the Rashmi Plaiza that said, maybe we had some more Avonah. The word Tashvisu itself has two meanings. Tashvisu du Ashvasa, and Tashvisu like Shavasa, you should be Shavish, you may have any comments. Maybe you could add also, after it says Acholok, so Tashvisu is going on the whole Yom HaRishon, but it's different. Acholok means, according to Rashi, doesn't mean that Tashvisu is after Kainu Chatzos, or that Tashvisu is after. What does Acholok mean? Does it mean that Tashvisu is after Chatzos? That's the Tashvisu. Or does it mean that Tashvisu is after Kainu Chatzos? I think according to Rashi, Ach Cholok means Tashbisu is Kaidim Ba'ach and after the Ach. It's Kaidim Chatzos and after Chatzos. But Ach Cholok means that Tashbisu is Mischalik. Kaidim Chatzos is Bekum Ve'esei, and after Chatzos is B'Shevi Al Tasa. B'mashb is Kaidim Chatzos. Kedei, that after Chatzos it should be Mushbas. So then for sure it's good to be Kiva. This whole concept that there's a Shevi Al Tasa Dika Tashbisu, there's a Kum Ve'esei Tashbisu, and a Shevi Al Tasa Dika Tashbisu, that's when you have a Rishon is your Dalai with an Acholok. So there's a Kum Ve'esei in the morning and a Shevi Al Tasa in the afternoon. But Rabbi Kiva, if you have a Rishon meant as Vav, then there would be, then there would only be a Kum Ve'esei. Mechates to the Shevi Al Tasa at all. The Kavanah Rishon of the Pashat Rav Tashbisu is to do a Ma'aseh Hashposo. It's only after it's Be'edalad with an Acholok, so then everybody gets this double meaning. In the morning you do a Ma'aseh Hashposo, contains it in the afternoon, Shevi Mushbas. Maybe an extra havana why it's not a bidi ever to wait till Chatzos. Because the whole tachlis of being mashbis in the morning is kedei that she mashbis in the afternoon. So if I didn't do it the way the Torah envisions it, but the mice I made it that it's mashbis in the afternoon. So I fulfilled the inyan mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah is she mashbis in the afternoon. How are you supposed to do it? So the Torah says mitzvah l'mufcha. What Rashi calls ikar mitzvah is you do a mice safe in the morning, and with that you make it that it's mashbis in the afternoon. But if you don't eat it and you wait until chatzos. So you'll accomplish the purpose of the mitzvah in some other way. That exactly at chatzos you'll make it mushpach. Akapanim. So now, clap the kasha Abaye. What's the name of Abaye? Also very mushpach. What was the problem? The only Rashi holds that when you're mechazov l'sorfa, you're not over by Rabbi Matzah. That's true. That while you're being mechazov l'sorfa, you're not over by Rabbi Matzah. Because you have no zikah, the whole concept of bayor by Yomotzi Koin Terashi is that you should have a zikah to the chometz. You rate to the kiyumay of the chometz. If you're mashbisit belev, you don't have any more zikah to the chometz. If you went away with mafarish v'eitz b'shiyar, you don't have a zikah to the chometz. If you mechazo a little surfer, then you're not rate to the kiyumay of the chometz. So it's haka true that in the hour that you're being mechazo a little surfer, you're not over bayor by Yomotzi. And therefore, after chatzos. But all the Torah wants from you is that the chametz should be mushbas. So during the hour in the mechazov l'sorfa, you're not violating that because the chametz is mushbas. It's mushbas. I'm not being mekayimet. I'm being mashbisit. I'm not being mekayimet. So the takanos steer. That's the rational shosh shvias. You could burn. You could spend the whole shosh shvias burning. And that's not a steer. It's not even a steer to bayor b'yamotzi. Even if we go like the tzlach, but after chatzos is bayor b'yamotzi mamish. That's not a spirit to taking the seventh hour and using it to burn the chametz, like the Tzitzit Ben Aperet said. Because during the hour that Mechazo of L'Sorfa, it takes an hour to Mechazo of L'Sorfa, not L'Sorfa, to be a Varav Zeliro, after Chatzos, and after Bisari for Tafka. But during the hour that Mechazo of L'Varoi, Tzitzit Ben Aperet is right. I'm not being Mekayimit, I'm being Mevarit. So I'm not over by Yorba Yomotzi, because that's all by Yorba Yomotzi, it's like Rashi and Dav Bam Vez. The Torah only said Tashbisu. A bit of lay is also enough not to be over by Yomotzi. It's not Efker, it's still mine, but it's not called by Yomotzi. I'm not Reitzi B'Kiyumai, it's Kafa Darabami. So if I'm a Chazor of Levaroi, I'm not over by Yomotzi. So that's why Rashi holds that you're allowed, the Shoshvi is no problem. But that's true. But that's after Chatzos, when we're only talking about the Tashbisu of Shevi Al Tasa that it should be Mushbas. So the tashbisa that it should be mushbas, and the bayor b'yamotze also, which is also that it should be, you shouldn't have it. So all of those things are not violated by spending an hour being mechazor of l'sorfa. So what about the tashbisa that's b'kum v'esei? The tashbisa that's b'kum v'esei is in the morning, and that's a mitzvah b'kum v'esei to destroy the chometz kaimus v'amisur. The definition of b'kum v'esei is to destroy the chometz before, so that later on is mushbas. Is to destroy the chometz kainus manisur. If I would wait till chatzos, and I would burn the chometz at chatzos, and I would say, no. And so we say, actually, no, chatzos is too late. You can't anymore do the kumba essay. So why did I say no? A second, why is it too late? I'm not violating it by Yorba Yomotze. If I'm not violating by Yorba Yomotze yet, so why can't it be called that I'm Mekayim Lekumba Essay of destroying it before this man of Yorba Yomotze? It's just, but the mitzvah of Lekumba Essay, it's not just, the mitzvah of Lekumba Essay is to destroy the chametz before this man of Yorba Yomotze. This man of Yorba Yomotze is from Chatzos. If I'm Mechazel Lekumba, I don't violate the Aver by Yorba Yomotze, but this man of Yorba Yomotze is from Chatzos. The Torah from Chatzos is not allowed to be Mekayim Chometz. And the mitzvah of Kumba Essay is that you should be Mevar the Chometz B'Yadayim before there's Mara by Yomotzei Mara. It comes Chatzos. So if I'm a Chazor of the Sofa, I'm not going to be an actual violation of Yomotzei Mara. But it is this Mara by Yomotzei Mara. And once it's this Mara by Yomotzei Mara, it's too late to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kumba Essay. The mitzvah of Kumba Essay, by definition, is to be Mevar the Kumba Essay B'Yadayim Kailim is Manisui. Kedei that when this Manisui comes, there shouldn't be any chometz here, the chometz should be mushbas. If I didn't do that, and Chassayis arrived, then I'll be mashmish the chametz in a different way by being mechazer over the sofa, or by being mechazer over the varoy, or by doing, or and so on and so forth. But the mitzvah properly, the mitzvah of kumba essay, the kavanah rishonah shel Torah, is that kolim chatzos, I should be the chametz be a day. So that there is no chametz here afterwards that I could possibly be mekayim if the chatzos. Abai is talking the kavanah rishonah shel Torah. Abai is saying if by yom rishon, if yom rishon was tesvav, then the kavanah rishonah shel Torah, the kumba essay of teshvisu would be at night in the zman of bayir abay matzei. The kumba essay of teshvisu cannot be in the zman of bayir abay matzei. That's a stira. Tashbisu b'kum v'esei means the master said kaidu is manisui. And if it is manisui, it's 24-7, it's shivas yomim, this manisui is from the very beginning of the shivas yomim, then the tashbisu b'kum v'esei has to be before the shivas yomim. That's about the sphere. To do the kum v'esei dika tashbisu, after his man about Rabbi Matzi already arrived, Abai said that's contradictory. So there's no sphere at all. What was the sphere? The sphere, which was the sphere we had at the very beginning of the sphere, that Abai says, that there's a contradiction between Tashbisu being at the night of Tezvav and Bar Yom HaMotzi being at the night of Tezvav. They can't exist to get together. It's matter and antimatter. You can't have Tashbisu in this matter of Bar Yom HaMotzi. So the problem is, but after Chatzos Rashi thinks that you could be Mechazer El Levari for an hour. And let's select the fact to make the question simpler. Is there any Bar Yom HaMotzi? After Chatzos, is there any Bar Yom HaMotzi? So how can you be busy with how can you do Tashbisu in the hour after Chatzos? So the answer is like, we have to go in stages. Are you actually violating by your Rabbi Matzi? No, you're not violating by your Rabbi Matzi because you're Mechazer of Lusaf, like the Tashbisu made of parents. But what about the Tashbisu itself? Isn't Tashbisu supposed to be Kaidim by your Rabbi Matzi? The answer is no, because the Tashbisu that I'm doing after Chatzos is the Tashbisu of Kavanah Shnei Shel Torah. The Tashbisu of Kavanah Shnei Shel Torah is that it should be Mushbas. It's Mushbas. Because Kol Zman Rabbi Mechazer of Levari about it's Mushbas, and then it's Mushbas because I'm Mechazer. So being Mushbas means bitul b'leiv, but I'm not Mekayim it. That's what it means to be Mushbas, and I'm not Mekayim it. When I'm Mechazer of Levari, I'm not being Mekayim it. So the Tashbos of a Shevi of Tahasa could be in the Zman of Bar Yom HaMotzi, as long as I'm busy being Mechazer of Levari, and then the Tashbos of a Shevi of Tahasa, which means that it should be Mushbas from being Mekayim it, I'm fulfilling. So I'm okay. But the Hashbos of Kaidim Chatzos, if I have to be Kaidim, is not a Bar Yom HaMotzi. And that's why it's Kaidim Chatzos. You can't do that. You can't do the Tashbisu of Kaidim Chatzos after Chatzos. That's why after Chatzos is not a Shefa. Because after Chatzos, you've gone into this matter of Bar Yom HaMotzi. And if you've gone into this matter of Bar Yom HaMotzi, then it's too late for the Tashbisu of Kum Vesei. Because by definition, the Tashbisu of Kumba Essay is to be the Mavar B'Yadayim Koinu Zmani Surah. So now, just like you can't do Shreifa after Chatzos, why can't you do Shreifa after Chatzos? Because Shreifa is the Tashbisu of Kumba Essay. And the Kumba Essay has to be Koinu Chatzos, because by definition, that's the Tashbisu that's Koinu Zmani Surah. After Chatzos, you could do the Tashbisu of Mashbosos of Chodov, or you could do the Tashbisu of Shevi Al-Tasir. You could do the Tashbisu of it being Mushbas. Because even though it's in the Zman of Bar Yom HaMotzi, but Bar Yom HaMotzi means don't be Mekayim it without being Mashbisit. But if I'm being Mashbisit, it's not called that I'm being Mekayim it. So in the Shevi of Tasa Dika Tashbisu, I could have it after Chatzos in the hour of my being Mechazer of Levaroi. I could do that within the time of Bar Yom HaMotzi. It's not a steer. Because Bar Yom HaMotzi just means don't have it around without being Mashbisit. But I'm being Mashbisit. So there's no steer. But I can't, after Chatzos, I don't do Shreifa. Why don't I do Shreifa after Chatzos? Because that would be a stira to do Shreifa after Chatzos. There's no din Shreifa after Chatzos. Why is there no Shreifa after Chatzos? Because the din Shreifa is the Tashbisu Lekumba Essay. And the Tashbisu Lekumba Essay, by definition, has to be Kaidim Zmani Sura, because that's what it means to be Mashbisu Lekumba Essay before the Zmani Bayom HaMotzi arrives. And by if Bayom HaMotzi meant Lel Tezvav, then the Kavon Rishonah Shel Torah, the Kumba Essay, the Tashbisu would also be at night. That's about the stira, just like you can't have a din Shreifa after Chatzos, you couldn't have a din Shreifa. That's the seer that Abai said. That's one thing that there's a very big revach in saying this havana that after chatzos you lose the whole conversa. So we still have a problem because if after chatzos you lose the whole conversa, so how can the chatzil you out of weight? You're going to lose the conversa and. What do you have to have? What do you have to come out to other tell you the shah? Don't you want to do the mitzvah in a mufka? Yeah, any of that was the downside. But the upside is that once we say that after chatzos, the reason why it's a longer b'sreifa is because you by definition the kumba essay has to be claimed as mani surai. The shaydi pasik can be mizmani surai, but the kumba essay has to be claimed as mani surai. So then we gain the kasha from Abai. Where Abai see a steer between tashbisu and the shivas yoga? Because Abai is going to the kumba essay the katashbisu, and the kumba essay the katashbisu of Abai has to be claimed as mani surai. After chatzos, you can't have any more the kumba essay. So if Achmei Elishin meant Lel Tazov, it wouldn't make any sense because the Kumbh Esi the Katesh Bisu would be Bateis Mani Suet. It would be like having it in Shefer after Chatzos. Okay, I really wanted to talk about the Ramban and the Ran more, but I guess it's a long introduction to, but it's a big topic. Okay. So for tomorrow, the plan is I want to talk a little bit about the Ramban and the Ran, particularly the Ran. I mean, the Ramban is also the same. But take a look at the Ran about, you did already, I mean, I imagine about Ein B'chomet Elo Seifa, and the Ramban to us is Kima Daita L'Das Torah, what that means exactly. And then we'll go on to the next sugi about Mekach Tos. Taki, we're going to spend a little bit of time on the sugi Mekach Tos. You should see, the Rishonim places the Ran, the Ritva. This is a Magen Mishnah, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches, and a Ritva. The Ritva and the Magen Mishnah are parallel. So again, this Taisus, the Dibur Maskel, try to write it down. Taisus, Dibur Maskel, there's only one Taisus in the Sugya. About Hamaske Beis Lechaveh, right? There's a, the Ran discusses Taisus. If you want to take a look, there's a Mekor Chaim who explains the Ran. I'll tell you where it is exactly in a second. This is really mandatory, but doesn't hurt. Mekor Chaim. His Tuf Lamed Zayin Vav. And Tuf Lam is Zion Vav in the Biur. There's also a Ritva and a Magen Mishnah in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches. The Ritva quotes the Ra'ah B'Shem the Ramban, and the Magen Mishnah quotes the same Ra'ah B'Shem the Ramban. It's good to see the differences in those Shainas. And you're not really gonna have time, but if you're ambitious, there's also the Mekor Chaim, next Mekor Chaim, that's Eis Zayin, and the Bir Adro on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is Tuf Lamed Zayin Gimel. So on the Ramah, Tuf Lamed Zayin Gimel, the Ramah, and there's a Bir Adro, and it's the Bir Adro is Negev to the Ran and the Ritva in this whole discussion. Magen Mishnah. Yeah, so that's it. Okay. Fine, what do you have time for? Especially since tomorrow's moving day, right? Okay. We'll go through it together anyway. So as much as you see, and then the rest we'll go through together.
Does Rebbe plan on coming in this week at all or starting next week?
Oh, I haven't done all the paperwork. Tomorrow, when are the guys coming? When are the guys arriving?
Tomorrow morning, I think.
No, I think it's like there's like a week schedule of like different times people can move in. So like people are starting to move in Wednesday, like, but not everyone, people are going to do Sunday, Monday. I don't know what other people are doing.
We'll see. I don't know. I have to get the paperwork. I got tested, but I didn't get the paperwork and I have to submit it. And I also have a cold. I still have a cold. I still have a cough. I don't know if that's so good. If I go around coughing over there, it'll throw me out. So we'll see.
Is Shia going to be on like an average day at 12 or 1, or that's to be decided?
Well, the day that I come up, for sure it's going to be at 1, because it's very hard for me to say at 12 if I'm coming up, because until I get up there from Brooklyn. The other days... the Sunday's at 12, and the Thursday's 11:30. So it's really only negated to Tuesday. Yeah, I guess Tuesday could be 12 if that's easier for them. If you want, yeah, to make Tuesday at 12.
That'd be a geschmack.
Okay, fine. Okay, most of the guys are moving in.